Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Episode 6 of Cosmos Magazine, issue number 83. Don't know, I'll see if I can get episode number 5 again. I had to sort of stop in the middle when I suddenly realised I had to go out to my daughter's drama concert. But I'll go reading through the last article I was reading, which is The Breaking of America's Fossils Monument. And this is just a tragedy of Trumpian proportions. A vast, valuable fossil deposit is in danger of being lost to mining and private collectors. Museums and scientists are furious, Samantha Page reports. Among the dramatic rocky landscapes of the southwest United States lies the last great North American fossil field, a striking area of plateaus and geological formations that has offered up some of the world's most interesting specimens. Pretty amazing area to think of the United States having this area of wilderness in it. And there's a picture of it, and it says monument boundary, national parks, national recreation area. So I just can't. This appears to be, there's a monument boundary and coal resource potential, moderate. There's got bizarre. They're going to actually mine this area for coal resources. Now I can see. I can't see where the national parks are in here. I really cannot see any national park in there. National Recreation Area. Tubers is National Monument. Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, so it must be down there. So we've got a fossil thing. Okay, it's no less than, quote, a paleontologist's dream come true, according to Barry Albright from the University of North Florida, who has spent 2 decades working in and around the area of south central Utah that was designated as the Great Staircase Escalante National Monument, GSENM, back in 1996 by the then President Bill Clinton. It's absolutely staggering, he says. The whole of the Mesozoic period is out there. So this is the dinosaur, the creme de creme, Jurassic, Cretaceous. So Jurassic is the. Can't remember. I think Tyrannosaurus is Cretaceous afterwards, particularly Cretaceous. Basically, you've got almost continuous sequence of rocks that present about 95 million years ago. 95 million goes up to about 72 million. So the dinosaurs went at 64 and really began in earnest around 200 million years ago. 240, 300 million years ago. You got the Carboniferous, animals beginning to, sort of large animals, the Silurian things. So these are the shade sail, the lizards, Saurian, sort of giant lizards going about the place. Then there were the dinosaurs, which are more bird-like. But things could about take a turn for the worse. In late 2017, current President Donald Trump ordered the particular order to be slashed from the original large area of 728,000 acres to just 406,240 acres. Mining and fracking companies were posed eager to move into the newly freed upland. Thousands have already been pushed off private land by the US by so-called commercial paleontologists who sell fossils at the trade shows at the highest bidder. New oil and gas extraction and mining would ruin even more resources scientists have yet to discover. Lost to science, to museums and the general public would be incalculable, Albright says. David Polley from Indiana University, the immediate past president of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontologists, was equally worried. Quote, a national monument is something that is established to specifically conserve resources that are historic and architectural and scientifically important. It adds literal physical protection, he says. All the Jurassic has been cut out, and a lot of the earlier half of the Cretaceous has been cut out. What does that mean? I'll reread that again. A national monument is something that is... Have I missed something? I don't understand that. That sentence doesn't go. This is a new sentence. Oh, no. It's a quote. What will you mean, he says, is a fundamentally different half. Oh, okay. So what's happened is that it's not chopped in half. It's a different half. It's a stupid half. Well, no prizes to getting that Donald Trump's an idiot. Polly estimates at least a third of the vines over the past 20 years in the GNSC would never have been discovered if it weren't for the designation. One of the major concerns among the paleontologist community is a perceived conflict of interest between the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and the federal body that manages the GSNEM, an exercise area now called the Kanab and Planning Area Keeper. One of its duties is to oversee the lease of millions of hectares of public land to oil and gas companies. BLM is in the process of developing a new management plan. Although that usually takes years, the final draft is expected out of this northern spring. Oh, that means their spring. There'll be a public comment period before it is made into law. Society of Vertebrate Paleontologists isn't waiting around to see what happens, however. It's suing the Trump administration, asserting its illegal president to remove a monument protection. One over environmental and outdoor, other environmental and outdoor groups have also sued. The court has ruled against the government motion to dismiss the consolidated case. Their proceedings are expected to continue sometime this year. Gee, United States. One of the key areas no longer protected by the smaller GSENM is the Tropic Shale, which is home to the prehistoric ocean. Okay, I'll be with you in a second.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.